Hello and welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today as we have brand new music to get to from the singer-songwriter Paul Birch. East to West is his sixth release. It comes out next week on the Bloodshot Records label, and a real treat to listen to. He got some help from a lot of big names on this new album, including Mark Knopfler. Much of the album actually recorded in Knopfler's British Grove Studios in London. Also teaming up here with Ralph Stanley and Tim O'Brien, among others, and the result is another fine album from Paul Birch, whose sound harkens back to the style and diction of Jimmy Rogers, kind of classic stuff from Paul Birch, a true throwback today on the show. On the less traditional side, we get to music from the Drive-By Truckers. They're playing Jackson Hole tonight as part of a fairly big bill going on at Snow King. We'll get into some of their music as well. Also have new stuff to get to from the likes of Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, as well as Bobby Bear Jr. from an upcoming release. All that music and more on the way. Stay tuned. Also music today from the Bottle Rockets from their most recent album, as well as Kevin Kinney, something on the way from him, from he and his Suntangled Angel Revival band. We'll get to something from that upcoming release as well. Kick it off with music from Dave Alvin from his latest, entitled West to the West, his version here of Between the Cracks.
Sundown on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks home from work. From another day in the fields, and another day in the dirt. She lights a sacred candle next to an old photograph, and she says a prayer for a boy who fell between the cracks. She stares at a photo of this young boy who caused so much pain in countless 12-round bloodbaths when Kid Jesus was his name. And he was the pride of the valley till the night he stayed down on his back. And when he took the dive, disappeared down between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. It's the one letter that he wrote her from down in L.A. And he said, please don't worry about me, 'cause I'll come back again someday. But she remembers every story that's whispered behind her back about a shooting outside a liquor store somewhere between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. Sunrise on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks off to work. To another day in the fields, and another day in the dirt. She looks around at the children dropping rich men's fruit in their sacks.
and she says a prayer for all of us trapped between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks.
Back in house now today, the upcoming release from Paul Birch, East to West, is his sixth album, out next week on the Bloodshot Records label. We get into music from that, from Birch, including a duet he does with the legendary Ralph Stanley, among other things. Also new music today from Kelly Joe Phelps. He has a new album out. We'll hear from that one, and upcoming stuff from Bobby Bear Jr. And oh, by the way, the Drive-By Truckers playing Jackson Hole tonight as part of a fairly big bill. We'll talk about that. They're playing the Snow King Amphitheater. Get into music from the Drive-By Truckers as well today. Start this set off with new stuff from Kevin Kenney. He has an upcoming album with his group, the Suntangled Angel Revival Band. Coming Round Again is its title. This is the title track from Kevin Kenney.
Coming back around, boarded, locked, stock and barrel. I'm coming back around. You gotta know your limitations. Inside the speculation, you're just an imitation. 200 years ago. Standing on the roof, reaching for the sky. Hill of high water, you gotta wonder why. They told me to be patient, we are the greatest nation, but you're just an imitation of the America I knew. Again, oh, why don't you watch me?
God forgive our warring ways. Blessed is the peace we'll make when someday we walk like Him. God forgive our warring ways. Jesus tried to give us sight, for to see wrong from right. Jesus tried, but Jesus failed. God forgive our warring ways. Bless the poorest of the poor, sea to sea and door to door. God forgive our warring ways. God forgive our warring ways, how we wander, how we stray from the words of Jesus Christ. God forgive our warring ways. Jesus tried to give us sight, for to save us from the night. Said to love our enemies. God forgive our warring ways. Maybe one day we will see, and that day there will be peace. But till then we'll kill and die. God forgive our warring ways. God forgive our warring ways.
Couple of brand new things there. That's new music from Will Kimbrough, the singer-songwriter who was actually a lot of playing a lot in other people's bands. That's pretty much been his career, but has recently released the album American Itis. That one coming from that one, the tune Warring Ways from Kimbrough. And Kevin Kinney with something brand new coming around again, the title track from his upcoming release with his Suntangled Angel Revival Band, which he lovingly calls Star. That's new stuff from Kevin Kinney. Well, the Drive-By Truckers out of Alabama, they hit Jackson Hole tonight as part of a bill that also includes the Black Crowes and Robert Randolph and the family. So a lot of great music to be had. It's at the Snow King Amphitheater tonight in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Gives us a good excuse to get into some of the music of the Drive-By Truckers, who have only increased in popularity and appearance over the last few years. Their most recent album came out this year, of course, A Blessing and a Curse. And we started off on one of the more subdued moments you'll ever hear of the band. Perform this one from the latest release. It's called Little Bonnie.
Daddy's
breaking miles away. All the men pitched in and bought a marble angel to mark the piece of land where little Bonnie. Stars to shame. Maybe heaven needed Bonnie's face. Grandma said she would keep her in the morning. The swollen angel never would complain. She'd read her stories about little girls and princesses whose daddies don't feel punished for what heaven takes away.
And an engine never thinks about
place to rest. You'll need some sleep to pass the test. Get some on the flight. Say your prayers, John Henry Ford, 'cause we don't need your work no more. You should have known the final score the day John Henry died.
Couple there from the Drive-By Truckers. That one coming from the Dirty South, going back to 2004, the day John Henry died. And right before, Little Bonnie from the most recent album, A Blessing and a Curse from the Truckers. Again, they're playing tonight in Jackson Hole at Snow King. That show is with the Black Crows and Robert Randolph and the family. And then they move on actually tomorrow night playing Club Suede in Park City. You're in-house. Of course, some underwriting support for the show comes from the First National Bar in Old Town Pocatello, tonight featuring an open mic with guest singer-songwriter Jeff Young from the Jory Dax Band. Saturday night is live music beginning at 9:30 at the First National. This week it's the Bent Flow Trio featuring Craig J. Green. That and more happening at the First National Bar. It's 233-1516. Stick with us. Music from Paul Birch to get to when we come back in-house. Back in house now today, we get to new music from Paul Birch, the singer-songwriter. His sixth album, East to West, is out next Tuesday. It's on the Bloodshot Records label once again. His first release in 3 years since the rather great Fool for Love that came out in 2003. This one, however, came about in something of an odd way. As he tells the story on his website, he was touring in the UK with Laura Cantrell and having the musical version of an existential moment. You know, kind of wondering if anyone is actually listening to his music. And a series of events happened over the course of the next month or so that included the likes of Mark Knopfler as well as the British DJ John Peel, which he actually wrote a song about on this album we'll be getting to in a moment, as well as Ralph Stanley and Tim O'Brien. And the next thing he knew, he'd made a fairly remarkable album, East to West is its title. And Paul Birch, once again, back with a throwback sound. He gets compared to everybody from Jimmy Rogers to Buddy Holly. Good stuff from Paul Birch. This is new from him, and start us out. This is called Montreal.
My back was to the wall. I didn't know who to call. Montreal.
was you. I had to break my fall and I tumbled like a toy. Oh, Montreal. By her clothes and her hair, she's a modern air, Montreal. Bet you never thought you'd see someone like her with someone like me. Oh, Montreal. Montreal. Get to me, you'll soon see she's the line you've got to cross. Oh, Montreal, Montreal, we had it all in our hands, and we rolled around like dice. Gave love and luck a spin to see how it feels to win or lose it all.
Sing a deep song for you, wishing that you sing one for me too. descend. Say love is an accident. It comes, it goes, who knows why. But if it by design, then what reason have I to worry where you are tonight? How is this night unlike any other that I've been alone before? Cantejando, I sing a deep song for you, wishing that you sing one for me too. Cantejando, I sing a deep song for you, wishing that you sing one for me too.
Two from Paul Birch's new album is East to West. In fact, those are the bookends. Cantejando, the song that closes out the album, and Montreal, the opener, right before. I talked before about Paul Birch discussing how he was having a musical existential moment, considering whether or not to even continue with a musical career. He's on tour in the UK with Laura Cantrell, and she takes him along to her Pill session with the legendary BBC DJ John Peel. Well, they hit it off well, spent a night of drinking and spinning records, and I guess John Peel told Paul Birch what he needed to hear. Peel played him on the air the next week and then was dead within a year. But Paul Birch, aside from continuing his career from that night, also came out of it with a great song. It kind of tells the story of that meeting with John Peel. This is Paul Birch and the song John Peel.
Good evening, listeners, and all ships at sea, from the road of Bombay to the Caspian Sea, and the world service of the BBC, tuning in a shortwave and ship to shore, drink a dram for the king of rock and roll, John Peel, John Peel. I went to his farm just for a spell, came in on the arm of Laura Cantrell. Had every record ever sent him, even the ones he never played. He said there's a life there living in the grooves, and I can feel him when I'm walking in the room. John Peel, John Peel. Time to fold the Tenth Empire's no more. Tell your majesty it's over, John Peel, sail on. He sang, I got stripes, legend in my time. He said, this is a great night of my life. Played Lonnie Donegan's Frankie, loud enough to cross the sea. He said, I saw Cochran, I was just 15. Might have been the coolest thing that I'm ever gonna see. John Peel, John Peel. It's time to fold the tent, the empire's no more. Tell your majesty it's over, John Peel, sail on. I spent time in Dallas, and he told a tall tale. Taken at the scene, Oswald and Peel, 11-24-63, John Peel, John Peel. Later that night, I played a song I wrote, just singing in the corner, quiet and slow. I didn't think he was listening, it was time to go.
played me on his show, John Peel. John Peel. It's time to fold the tent, the empire's no more. Tell your majesty it's over, John Peel, sail on.
Last of four tunes there from East to West, the new release from Paul Birch. It's out next Tuesday on the Bloodshot label. They're sharing vocal duties, obviously, with the legendary Dr. Ralph Stanley, who helps with backing vocals throughout the album. That tune called Little Glass of Wine. And John Peel, great song, which sounds like it was out of a great night as well. Paul Birch, new music there from East to West. Your in-house underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefeli Brewing here in Pocatello, your place for original brews and original tunes. Live music gets underway this weekend, tomorrow night at the Brew Pub, beginning at 8:30, with this month's Songwriters in the Round, this month featuring Jeff Young from the Joey Dax Band, Jessica McLeese, and Craig James Green from the Bent Flow Trio. That's happening tomorrow night. Saturday, it's the Starvin' Artists featuring Uncle Bob and Les Merle. Both shows happening at 615 South First Avenue, right here in Pocatello. Stick with us. Music to come. Back now, and among the people I mentioned having helped Paul Birch with that new release is the legendary bluegrass artist Tim O'Brien. Well, he happens to be playing in Salt Lake City tonight, a performance going on at Westminster College tonight, Tim O'Brien. This is a very un-Tim O'Brien kind of tune, but definitely his take on the Kinks' Muswell Hillbilly.
I said goodbye to Rosie Rook this morning. I'm gonna miss her bloodshot alcoholic eyes. She wore her Sunday hat so she'd impress me. I'm gonna carry her memory till the day I die. They'll move me up to Muswell Hill tomorrow. Photographs and souvenirs are all I've got. They're gonna try and make me change my way of living, but they'll never make me something that I'm not. 'Cause I'm a Muswell Hillbilly boy, but my heart lies in old West Virginia. Never seen New Orleans or Oklahoma, Tennessee. Still I dream of those Black Hills that I ain't never seen. Us in identical little boxes. No character, just uniformity. They're trying to build a computerized community, but they'll never make a zombie out of me. 'Cause I'm a Muswell Hillbilly boy, but my heart, it lies in old West Virginia. Never seen New Orleans, Oklahoma, or Tennessee. Still I dream of those Black Hills that I ain't never seen. They'll try to make me study elocution. I guess they think my accent isn't right. They can clear the slums as part of their solution, but they're never gonna kill my Cockney pride. 'Cause I'm a Muswell Hillbilly boy, but my heart, it lies in old West Virginia. Never seen New Orleans, Oklahoma, or Tennessee. Still I dream of those Black Hills that I ain't never seen.
I got my feet. Had a dollar in my pocket for something sweet. Hadn't shot the clerk, I've been doing fine. But I went for his gun and I had mine. Well, I was locked away before I could run. They looked in my sack and saw my gun. Judge and a jury shook their head. Before lock you 30 years, they said. Keep it banging on the right pile, banging on the right pile. 30 years is a long, long while. Somebody buy me a ticket to my paradise. Didn't plan to be here, the good years of my life. In a pen, I'm doing time. Rock found a hammer, all that's mine. Yes, all that's mine. Yes, all that's mine. The train in the DC's called my name. When the rain's pouring down, I'm gonna break this chain. Run like a spinner out into the night. Run till I get back the years of my life. It's been banging on the right pile, banging on the right pile. 30 years is a long, long while. Just you in that right pile.
Pass You By, the tune from Gillian Welch, going all the way back to her debut Revival, came out in 1996. Chatham County Line in the middle there, Rockpile, the tune from their latest The Speed of the Whippoorwill. And Tim O'Brien starting that set off, his version of the Kinks tune, and what an interesting take there on Muswell Hillbilly from the This Is Where I Belong tribute album to Ray Davies and the Kinks a few years back. Tim O'Brien playing Salt Lake City tonight, of all places, at Westminster College. This is music from Whiskey Town.
After that happened, can you believe that? I forgot the line, started laughing, and then my string broke.
Microscopic jets.
Close it out with something a little different today. Bobby Bear Jr.'s The Heart Bionic coming from The Longest Meow. It's due out September 26th from him. Whiskey Town's Bar Lights going back to Pneumonia, their final release right before. That's going to close out another edition of In House. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU in Pocatello, Idaho. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. The world is next.